Shalom, everybody. The Gemara in Maseches Makos Dav Chaf Gimel Amud Beis says, in the name of Rav Simlai, that 611 mitzvos in the Torah were told to Bnei Yisrael through Moshe. That's 611, but two mitzvos, the first two of the Aseres Hadibros, Anochi Hashem Elokecha, and Lo Yiyeh Lecha Elohim Acherim, those two were heard directly from Hakadosh Baruch Hu. The Gemara derives this from the pasuk in Parshas Vezos HaBracha in Sefer Dvarim, Perek Lamed Gimel Pasuk Dalid, Torah Tziva Lanu Moshe. Moshe commanded the Torah to us. The word Torah in Gematria is 611. Torah Tziva Lanu Moshe. Moshe commanded Torah. He commanded 611. But Hashem told Bnei Yisrael directly the other two. And the Medrash in Shir HaShirim Rabbah in Parsha Aleph Piska Gimel explains why the first two Dibros were said directly by Hashem and 611 other mitzvos were said by Moshe. The Medrash says it was too much. It was too hard for Bnei Yisrael to hear. The Medrash says that Bnei Yisrael's fears that we hear about in Parshas Vayeschanan in Perek Hey, beginning in Pasuk Yud Tes, when Bnei Yisrael expressed fear that they would die, the Medrash says that was Bnei Yisrael's fear of hearing mitzvos directly from God. And after the second of the Dibros, Bnei Yisrael said they couldn't bear it anymore. They begged Moshe for him to be the messenger. And in Perek Hey, Pasuk Chav Dalid, Hashem agreed. Hashem told Bnei Yisrael the first two Dibros directly, and Moshe said the rest to Bnei Yisrael. That's the Medrash, and that's the Gemara. However, we have to ask the following question. Hashem knew that Bnei Yisrael hearing the Dibros directly from him would be too much for Bnei Yisrael to handle. The shock would be too great for us to hear. We couldn't hear more than two. And that's doubly true for Bnei Yisrael then. They were a nation that were slaves just 7 weeks before Har Sinai happened. So why would Hashem choose nonetheless to say the first two Dibros, Anochi Hashem Elokecha, and Lo Yiyeh Lecha Elohim Acherim, even though he knew it would be hard for us, if not impossible, to handle. The Or HaChaim HaKadosh, Rav Chaim Ben Attar, who died in 1743, does not ask this question directly, but perhaps one can suggest that his Perush on Parshas Yisro in Shmos Perek Chav Pasuk Aleph addresses this question. The Or HaChaim quotes the Zohar in Tikkun Chav Beis in the very beginning, which says that these two Dibros, Anochi Hashem Elokecha and Lo Yiyeh Lecha Elohim Acherim, encompass every single one of the mitzvos. And the Or HaChaim HaKadosh says, Hashem needed that these two Dibros, encompassing every other mitzvah in the Torah, be instilled in every single Jew. The only way for these two Dibros to be passed from one generation to the next would be by Hashem telling them to us directly. They are so crucial, they're so fundamental to everything we believe, that we had to hear them from Hashem directly, even though it was very hard, and even though we were afraid, and even though we had to beg Moshe for him to tell us the rest of the Torah. But these two had to come from God directly because they were so fundamental to the entire Torah. And we can go further. The Baal HaTanya, Rav Shneur Zalman of Liadi, the founder of Chabad Hasidus, who died in 1813, discusses in Likutei Amarim at the end of Perek Yud Ches that during times of religious oppression and crisis throughout history, Rachmana Litzlan, even the most non-observant Jews and even the biggest sinners have been prepared to risk their lives or give up their lives al kiddush Hashem. We are not God and we are not judges externally of anybody or anything, but externally it seems that many Jews throughout history have given up their lives even though they do not and did not seem externally to be committed to Torah mitzvos. Why is that? How is that? The Kedushas Levi, Reb Levi Yitzchak of Berdichev, who died in 1889, says on Parshas Yisro, in Perek Chav Pasuk Yud Zayin, that the fact that we heard those first two Dibros directly from Hashem, that fact ensured that they would be inscribed and engraved upon the hearts of every single Jew who was at Har Sinai. Every single Jew was at Har Sinai, and therefore every single Jew has, as part of our DNA, so to speak, Even Jews who externally do not yet seem to be religious have it in their DNA, so to speak. They believe in God from the bottom, at the bottom of their hearts and souls. Their willingness to sacrifice their lives comes from the fact that all of us heard the first two Dibros, Anochi Hashem Elokecha and Lo Yeh Lecha Elohim Acherim, that we heard them directly from the mouth of God, so to speak. The fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself said Anochi and Lo Yeh Lecha left an indelible mark and imprint in the heart of every Jew. And perhaps, the Kedushas Levi doesn't say this, but perhaps this can answer the question we asked earlier. Perhaps that is why Hashem had to tell us these two Dibros directly. It was perhaps the only way for the heart of every single Jew to be changed forever. Have an amazing day, everyone!